AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
ESPN 97.5,
KFNC, and 97.9 HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Presented by Zadok Jewelers. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Raheel, along with Dell. The Heezy makes his way back. Are we going to throw shade Tuesday? Are we throwing shade today?
I don't know which mic. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
What's up, Dell?
What?
How you doing, Delly Bear?
What? Can he hear himself or not?
I can hear you now. I can hear myself now. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Is this your first time ever doing a radio show?
It's been a while.
You just did it yesterday.
Yeah, but I was in that seat. That seat is better.
This is better.
You gave me the other seat. I don't like this left seat.
Well, sorry, but guess what? This is my seat.
This was always your seat. The left was your seat.
Wait a minute. That's where Jeremy sits here?
I don't know.
Because you took Jeremy's place yesterday.
Yep.
You and Joe?
Yep, Joe gave Jeremy the day off.
He did.
So the AI, Jeremy Branham, got a chance to relax.
Why is he AI? What is this?
Is he not AI?
He's not AI. He does look like every day. If you're going to paint a white guy.
No, if you make a sports radio host.
Okay.
And you said, hey, ChatGPT, create a sports radio host.
And he'll
that looks like
it'll be Jeremy.
Yeah, it'll be Jeremy. And I actually enjoy listening to Jeremy. I've told him this before.
Create a sports radio host
in the city of Houston.
In the city of Houston.
And let's see what the picture is generated.
Yeah.
But not only that.
Show me a picture.
Like he's so technical with it, right? Like he hits the brakes.
Oh,
the teases.
We do every time too.
You guys are not ChatGPT generated at all.
We do that. We do that. We hit all the brakes.
You haven't hit a brake since 1998.
Yes. And it didn't put Jeremy's picture up there.
What did you get?
It didn't do anything. I don't know. I don't know how to use it. I really don't know how to use it, if you want to know the truth. I'm not sure how to use ChatGPT, and I don't care. It's rivalry week, and you got your horns shoes on today.
I've got my UT kicks on. I've got my UT shirt on. I've got my UT coffee mug.
Do you think you're going to beat the Aggies?
We already beat them.
What do you mean you already beat them?
That you're talking about last night's game, right?
What?
SEC volleyball tournament, the Texas Longhorns defeating the A&M Aggies, getting revenge.
Are we in the tournament already?
We're in the SEC tournament right now.
We are?
Yeah.
Well, but you're like the one seed, aren't you?
No. What do you mean? A&M beat us this year.
No way.
Yeah. They beat us.
And you beat them in the tournament?
And now we play Kentucky tonight for the title.
Oh, my God.
It just means more in the SEC volleyball tournament.
Don't you feel a little weird watching volleyball, college volleyball?
I watch for the sport.
Yeah, sure you
do. And for those of you who don't
know.
It's
a little creepy.
I have a 10-year-old daughter. She's playing club volleyball. She's all in on volleyball.
She is.
She loves it. That's her thing. She lives for that.
It's a little creepy you watching volleyball with your daughter.
So we were locked in last night.
Where are you now?
I'm dead serious. Locked in. We were sending Nuno videos of her talking some trash.
Oh, she was?
Yeah.
I love that.
She said, we're going to beat you tonight and beat you on Friday. Hook 'em.
Oh, no. Nuno, do not talk about Friday with Nuno. Okay?
Yeah. I talked to him. So we do the No Layups podcast on Texag's YouTube channel. So we talked about it yesterday. Nuno didn't even want to make a bet. David Nuno, who works at Texag's, he used to work here in the city of Houston at ABC 13. He was with us at 1560 The Game. And now he is the morning show host and content creator for Texags with Billy Lucci. he is all in on this. Like he, I was like, dude, let's do a bet. Let's do a fun bet. You just have to post a picture of me in UT gear after Texas beats y'all on Friday. He's like, nope, not doing it. Not doing it.
No, because if it would be so, it's going to be so hard on him.
Yeah.
And all the Aggies, if y'all have to let them win on
Friday. I was there last year with him.
You went with him?
I went with him. I was in the press box. And it went like this. I got there about 3 o'clock, right? We were doing pregame hits. I was helping him out. Nuno was great. Fantastic. We had a great time. Game starts. They pick off Quinn. It's like he was good. He was feeling good. Mm-hmm. Then it started going downhill. Didn't get much from him the rest of the night. it was bad.
This means more than ever. I mean, bless their hearts. They have never been. They've never been here before. They've never been in this place before.
They're
so getting you gotta in. Let them win no, this but game.
They're, what? They're going to get into the CFP no I know matter
they're
what.
In. They're I already know they're in. But this is, I mean.
A chance to go to the SEC title game? Yeah. Is that what we're playing for now? Is SEC title game appearances?
What we're playing for right now is a little Cougs talk because Willie Fritz, the head coach, is joining us right now on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Coach, welcome in.
How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. I was there, Coach. I thought it was a nice atmosphere. The TCU's got a lot of people here, but the Cougs fans showed up. I thought you had a really nice atmosphere on Saturday.
Yeah, I thought our athletic department did a super job of kind of changing things up, and how we did it with the game seemed to be a lot louder, a lot more things going on. I wish we would have played a little better, but I think you're right. I think it was a really, really neat atmosphere. I've had a lot of people compliment us on that.
Yeah, it was a tough, hard-fought game, defensive game. You guys came up with all of those turnovers. Holy cow. And yet couldn't punch it in. And then I felt so bad for your kicker, Coach. These are kids, and he's been kicking so well for you this season. From what I don't know how you console a kid like after what happened at the end of that game.
Well, you're right. It's a tough position. I talk all the time about the quarterback. Sometimes the quarterback gets too much credit and too much blame, based on, how the game turns out. There's another 10 guys out there, and the same thing happens with the kicker from time to time. But he's had a fantastic year, and he'll bounce back. He's got a lot of confidence, and he's ready to get back out there and perform.
Yeah. We'll talk about – listen, your defense, Coach, I know it was – They put up a quick 14, but boy, oh boy, after play, they're driving down the field. You guys come up with an interception or a fumble. I mean, you just kept on. I loved how your perseverance out there defensively.
Yeah, Will James had a big game. He's a Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week. Had a couple picks and got a really good job punching the ball out one time on one of their ball carriers. I knew we recovered the fumble. We didn't play great the first half defensively, really the first quarter and a half, and after that we really played well. They scored on a short field after a nice punt return. We missed a few tackles. Should have been a punt return for about 2 yards. Instead, it was quite a few. We just got to play. When you play a quality team, and I know I've said this almost every week I've been on your show, you got to play good. Everybody's pretty good in this league, and if you make some mistakes at critical stages of the game, you're going to pay for it. And we did on a few occasions last Saturday.
Yeah. I'll tell you what else, coaches. Dean Connors, holy cow. You want to talk about a beautiful catch up the sideline, a diving catch on a bomb, and then just running hard all day. The kid has been, and we've talked about him here before, but that kid really, really plays hard for you.
Yeah, he does. He's about 210 pounds. He's got great speed. And he's a dual threat. Well, really more than that. He can run the ball inside. He can run the ball out in the perimeter. He's got very good hands, runs good routes, good in pass protection. He's had a great season for us.
Yeah. Talk about your seniors, Coach. That was the last home game that they're going to play. And like I said, I thought it was a really nice atmosphere for them. You got to say, you know, this is the last game. Of course, you're going to have the bowl game as well. But, you know, that's it for them at TDECU.
Yeah, we had a great group. You know, some of the guys have been here for a long time. You know, one guy's been here for 6 years. You know, and then we have some guys that have just been here, I don't know, 5-6 months. You know, it's in this day and age, things change a little bit with, you know, the portal and all that kind of stuff. So, but all of them have been positive contributors. I've had, you know, zero problems with any of them. They work hard and they're all in it for the Cougs. We talked about our theme being Houston 2025. That's the only team we're worried about. That's the only year we're worried about. And these guys really embrace that and have done a fantastic job this season.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Tough to say goodbye to those guys. I know you've been here only a couple of years, but you get to know those kids, and that it's awfully difficult to say goodbye. What do you tell us about Baylor this week?
Well, you know, they really throw the ball well. They got a quarterback. It's one of the top quarterbacks in our conference, Sawyer Robertson. Got a good stable of receivers, a big old tight end who had some great catches against us last year. I was just looking at last year's game. Yesterday, and you know, really impressive. They got another big receiver, probably 6'1", 220, 225, but also nice returner for him. You know, so we're going to have to play well. Like I talked about against TCU and the week before that, and the week before that, they've got a lot of weapons. And, you know, it's going to be a tough, hard-fought game. We know that right now. We just got to make the plays, and those plays come to us.
That's it, and this is it. So, you know, doesn't get any better. I mean, your last game of the season, you guys are bowl bound. Tough game on Saturday with a couple of missed field goals that could have tied and possibly won the game. But you know what? That's what happens. That's what college football is all about. We appreciate you all season long, Coach, and we will talk to you about that Baylor game next Tuesday.
Hey, thank you all. Appreciate it. Go Cougs.
All right. There is Coach Willie Fritz every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And you've got Baylor this week to finish it up at Baylor. And, man, that was a tough one. I was out there. It was a really – you and I worked together at TDECU Stadium before.
We did, with the Roughnecks.
With the Roughnecks.
We're now the Gamblers.
When no one knows.
No one knows.
It's impossible to know what that is.
That was tough. I was watching
ever
that
since
game.
They haven't been on our air, for some reason, they just disappeared.
They just don't exist.
They just disappeared.
Yeah, that was tough to see, man, for that kid.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere was great.
The atmosphere was great.
And I heard you talk about yesterday and right now, of course, with Coach. It was fun to watch.
Yeah.
That was a good football game.
Yes. It was a really good football. Hard. Yeah. I mean, they were hitting. I was lucky to have some nice seats at the game.
Every seat's a great seat.
There's not a bad seat in the house.
You can literally just move up. It's not a big deal.
No,
they're cool.
And
that's not a shot at them. It's just like you can move up. It's
no, you can't.
They're cool about it.
Oh, no, they're not.
Literally, when Texas came
you
a couple
sit
years
in the
ago,
seat that you bought or someone gave you.
When Texas came a couple of years ago, I was all the way up there. By the time it was all done, I was down there and I saw
you're
that
right there.
That mark. Remember, it was like fourth and short, and that turned into a whole thing. But
that was. Okay.
It was a bad call.
That was
at the time. But I was there.
The replay guy went to UT.
Yeah. Guess what? It's the most prestigious school in the state. Should have gotten somebody from U of H. Not our fault.
You're the worst.
Not our fault.
Yeah. And thank you to
HR. Man, that sucks. Yeah,
thank you to HR&P for sponsoring. As a matter of fact, I was there with Mike Holley. Mike Holley, who owns HR&P, is a big Coug supporter. And he was at the game. He goes to all the games. He's got a nice little setup with John Lochran from Acme. The two of them have a nice little setup out there. And HR&P is a big sponsor. So, you know, Mike Holley puts his money where his mouth is with the program. So, good stuff. And we appreciate you, HR&P, for sponsoring Coach Fritz every week right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And you don't just move up. That's not right. It's not what we do. We sit in the seat that we're assigned or that someone really nice gives you the tickets to.
Yeah, once you get the free tickets, and if those aren't good, you move up. Because sometimes free tickets aren't the best
tickets. Well, then, see, the problem with you is you don't know the right people because You don't have to move up if you get the right tickets.
No, even those box suites, like the boxes.
Oh, those are great, dude.
I love.
I was right on the 50.
The ones that have the TV and everything. Yeah. Like, those are cool, but I want to be even closer.
No.
I'm used to field access. Okay. If I don't get field access, I'm not going.
You're so spoiled. You're spoiled.
I am, and I am spoiled. When you do field-related reporting,
right,
you want to be right there. I want to know. I want to, like, be there when the coaches are yelling at the players. I want to hear that.
Yeah, I don't.
And if I don't have those,
Willie Fritz doesn't yell at the players. Okay, I don't know if you heard. Coach Fritz, he never yells at the players, okay? So just so you know, all right, we're not doing that around here. Maybe Sark does that. Maybe Sark, okay, who's up. I heard he's leaving or something.
Yes, please. Talk about that. My love for Sark. Tired of it.
You're already tired of Sark. He got you in the playoffs the last 2 years.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Can you score from the one?
Oh, that is true.
Can you put your ego down for a second and say, maybe I do need an offensive coordinator. Maybe Chip Kelly is a good fit here.
Oh, my God. Good luck with that. Yeah, he did such a great job. He's been doing such a great job everywhere.
He did a great job at Ohio State, didn't he? He won a championship.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I forgot that little stop.
Yeah.
I forgot that one.
That little thing.
Yeah.
Went on a run.
Well, maybe you should go, Chip.
Yes.
Well, he wasn't very good with the Raiders. I'm sorry.
But the Raiders also got rid of so much offensive talent. It wasn't good with the Raiders in general.
No.
What are they doing? Are they trying to tank really bad for somebody? Or I haven't been following. I don't know. That's not, like, what? Why?
No,
why are they doing this on purpose?
No. We got a break. 7:15 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-37. Rahizi's back. And we're going to throw some shade today. Don't go anywhere.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Well, Lance is not here for the rest of the week. Heezy's with us, Raheel. Back in the fold, the Heezy. This is you came on probably the slowest week of the year.
I know.
Yeah, right?
Rivalry week, NBA games, college basketball.
What about?
So much going on. NFL, you got nut shots yesterday.
Why is it so slow?
Yeah,
there's
what
a lot going on.
No, I'm talking about as far as.
Oh, it's people?
People.
Oh, we want a whole. We want a private thing, like just our favorite people with us. Yes,
yeah. Just us.
Yes. It reminds us of when we were actually doing a show together. It was very private.
Very private.
It was very small.
It was too private.
Supremely private.
It was too private for the station.
Too exclusive, I think.
Yeah, and we don't want to be. I know. Artists listening, and probably Irv.
La Raza, El Gordo.
Okay. Wait. What is wrong with you?
You got to publicly shame him.
Why?
Why?
Why do you have to publicly shame him?
I messaged him. I said this to his
what
face.
What did you say?
I said, hey, Irv, you're getting big. You need to lose some weight for your family.
Dude.
And he agreed. He's getting a gym membership. He's going to eat healthy.
When did
healthy.
You send that message?
Here, on Instagram.
No, I said when.
When I saw he was at Taqueria Sarandas.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to
say. On Friday.
I was going to say, your message hasn't taken yet.
Well, it's going to take some time.
I was like, if you sent it like 3 weeks ago, I was like,
he might be skinny by now.
No, I'm saying if he, I thought he like sent it 2 months ago.
You don't know.
No. I told him, I said, hey, man, Ozempic's not a bad option.
It actually isn't.
If you do it correctly,
right,
and if you are overweight and other things aren't working, try it out.
Why are you picking up? You're throwing some shit and making some shade.
No, I am trying to make
throw
it healthy.
Make some shade.
I am here on a mission to make sure that he's there with his family.
For his family.
For his family.
Okay. You might have a heart attack before he does. You don't know.
I know I don't.
You're right?
But you can help your odds by eating a little bit healthier.
No. That ain't going
to
do all that.
Now, I have to get my blood work done every 6 months because cholesterol problems run in my family.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. South Asians have terrible cholesterol issues. Hmm. I don't know why. It's just in our genetics. So, yeah, I do actually monitor.
You do good for you. And you monitor the plaque in your bloodstream?
Yeah, I do all that. Yeah.
You do all that?
I annually do the stress test, all that good stuff.
Nice.
Because you never know, man. You never know. I'm older. I'm not young anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you and Hayden watch girls volleyball together.
Dude, we were locked in yesterday.
I just can't.
SEC semifinals.
Just, I feel uncomfortable with you watching women's volleyball.
I feel uncomfortable watching it, too.
You do.
Yeah. I tell my wife, I'm like, hey, she's going to wear pants. There's no reason for a 10-year-old to wear those shorts.
And already they got her in the little shorts, right?
They put them in.
No,
can't
do that. We're not doing that. Did you watch any of the Rockets last night?
I had a chance to watch a little bit, but not too much. I did see this morning that the Rockets played so well and their game plan was so perfect. They're like, our game plan today is to make sure that Dylan Brooks shoots 22 times. And that's exactly what he did.
Except,
that is fantastic.
Except, dude can shoot.
Yeah.
I mean, the three-point wasn't great. Dylan Brooks is having a great season for them. Great season.
And he'll continue because he's going to be the bulk of their offense.
No,
when you take 22 shots, that means that you want him shooting 14, 15 shots. That's fine.
Right.
That's seven less shots for who? Devin Booker.
Right. Exactly.
Dude, shoot 22. Shoot 8 3-pointers. Go for it.
Of course, he was better than Devin Booker.
Yeah.
Now.
He only shot 13 times.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Devin Booker didn't win it last night.
Devin Booker
if you don't play with force with the Rockets, you are going to get your ass beat. And the only one who did last night for the Suns was Dylan Booker because he knows better. He knows that if you don't – I've never seen – look, his game last night was like a 90s big man, except he was doing it from like 20 feet away. He sought contact on every drive. There was like always a little forearm shiver to get space, and they allowed him to play physically. Of course, he picked up some fouls, but he was the only one who met the moment. Like, Amen had a great game, but if we're going, we're talking about shots taken, I'm sure Devin Booker could have taken more shots, except he didn't win it last night. Not last night against those Rockets. He wasn't looking for it.
And this was the depleted Rockets. With no KD. And Reed just was... Is Israel going to call in today?
Well, J.D. Davison got minutes.
Well,
because Reed wasn't very good.
No.
Played 18.
Is Israel going to call in today because Reed Shepard was 2-for-9 last night?
I don't think so. I think Israel is someone who's going to allow this thing to play out. I think he believes he's going to be right over time. That's why he didn't call in when Reed was going good. I think his overall thing is Reed's not worth a third overall pick. That can't be determined by the first 15, 16 games of a season. He just thinks he's right.
Well, we'll see. I mean,
thinks he's right.
He thinks he's right. Not so much so far this
season. I mean, he's had one season of being right and now 15 games of not being right.
Well, it was a rookie season, too.
Well, if we're just going by, we're going to say Reed's already a cleared made man, there's more evidence that he's not than he is. So he's got to keep playing well.
And, oh, by the way, Aaron Holiday with another big game.
Man, yeah. He's been so good for
Aaron Holiday. Aaron Holiday is, I'm telling you, I really think Aaron Holiday is going to play a huge role with this team.
No, he will.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yep, and had a nice night last night. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And the Cougs, day one as well against Syracuse. They've got Tennessee tonight. They're in Las Vegas.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Is it something where we should just consider doesn't matter the roster, doesn't matter the year, they will play poorly and lose their ability to play offense down the stretch? Is that what we just have to assume?
It just is what they do.
It doesn't matter who most talented team in Kelvin Sampson's tenure. It doesn't matter. They find ways to not score and turn what should be a blowout into a close game.
Right. They led by, and then they just let them back in. Syracuse went on an 11-0 run to freaking get back in it and then tie the game. Thank God they went to overtime. And then
JoJo Tugler's play at the end of the regulation, blocking that shot.
I love JoJo Tugler. I just think he's so good. I love JoJo Tugler. And, I mean, they went on a 9-point run. They're up 65-54, and then boom, 11 straight for Syracuse. And they got nobody to stop the bleeding. See, that's what Kevin Durant is for the Rockets. They need a Kevin Durant on the Cougs. They need that one guy that they can always count on. He can get the basket. Sharp should be that guy this year. Sharp really should be that guy this year. And he's not. Now, he and Uzan. Now, I mean, you know, Kingston. I mean, the talk of the town, Cenac. And Cenac had a nice game. But Cenac and Kingston are the talk of the town. And it's Uzan and Sharp.
That's who, not, I was, they have two and guys. They should have two guys. Those two guys.
They should be the bleed
stoppers, right? Yeah. They should be the ones
when
that run happens. And it happens in college basketball. It's not. I don't think it's just a Cougars thing. I think just college basketball in general tends to have those runs where you just go cold all the time because players aren't as good, I guess, hitting big shots or hitting shots in general sometimes. But you have two guys.
And, yeah.
Yep, they still got the win.
But, man, you look at their Syracuse bench versus the Cougs bench. Yikes. It was ugly. Cougs get nothing. They literally got nothing.
I'm just glad that a young Anthony is bringing Lala and Carmelo back together, at least to watch their son play.
How about that?
That's nice. They get together and watch their son play ball.
Talk about when you're celebs who have been divorced and all eyes are on you? Like, what do you talk about? Are you asking, like, how's everything going? How's the podcast?
I don't think you...
What does Lala do now? I don't know what she's up to.
I think she's a actress/influencer type, I think so. She was in Tower, right?
Saw you in Tower. How's that? Like, what do you talk about?
Well, you don't talk about anything. You sit on the other side. She's in BMF. Sides. You don't
sit. But at some point, you're going to run into each other.
Well, sure.
Well, they were sitting right next to each other. And so they were rooting on their kid, and I'm sure he was like, hey.
Everybody's putting a good face
on. I saw you in the latest episode of BMF.
What
great
is
work.
BMF?
It's a show. It's about a...
What is
it? It's BMF? About a real-life crime family, Black Mafia family.
Is this on BET?
No, it's on Stars. How?
Which is the new BET?
Disrespectful.
Lala's on that?
Yes.
Is that the new BET? Because every show's on Stars now.
You don't never heard of Big Meech before?
Nope.
He was a real person. He is a real person. His son is playing him in this role. So his son, much like Ice Cube's kid, played Ice Cube.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow.
His son is playing him. It's his son's first acting role. He's playing. It's been on for like 4 seasons. Lala's in that. So that's what she's doing now.
Okay. Oh, and Carmelo's doing the podcast.
I feel so good
podcast.
For the family.
He's in podcast. And the kid is playing for, not Carmelo's alma mater, a place you spent a year at.
No, but that's his. Come on.
Or 7 months or whatever.
You win a championship there, that's yours.
Yeah. I'm not saying it isn't. I just can't say.
Won a title.
I can't just say it's
all. Put some respect on
it. I'm not saying he isn't a Syracuse legend. I just can't call it it's his alma mater.
It's not his
alma mater. But he graduated from there.
Did he? Did he go back and graduate?
I think he went back, yeah.
Okay. Then I can call
it that. You sure about
that? I think so. Yeah, look it up.
No, I'm not. This is you doing your thing where you just say things.
Look it up. Okay. I'm pretty sure he went back.
You look it up. It's your fact.
No, you have to fact check me.
No, you fact check yourself. Why do I have to fact check
it
you?
It has to be an independent source.
No.
Look it up.
You
I
mean
believe
like
he
the
graduated.
Internet? The internet's independent. You can look it up. I'm not doing the work. Let John do it.
I'm doing
He's
it.
He's looking
at Let real suckered you into
he
it.
Took the bait.
I'm not taking the bait. I know this guy.
I don't think he did.
I believe he did.
Just because you say that confidently, you can't trick me anymore.
No.
Even if it's true, I don't believe you.
Hey, so today we're going to do some Throw Shade Tuesday, right?
Right.
And then I want to hear from people. I don't know if people are driving into work today. It's nobody's on the road.
Nobody.
It's great.
How easy was it to get into?
It was fantastic.
You loved that?
I loved it. Got in 32 minutes from Richmond.
How about
that? Oh, man.
From Richmond, Rosenberg. You moved, didn't you?
Now, I've always been out there in that area. But
yeah,
we
no,
did
but
move
you,
to a
you,
new
you
house.
Moved house. Yeah,
yeah, we moved
house.
To a house.
Why
we had to
you
go
stay
bigger.
Out there?
I love it.
You love that?
I love it over there. Everything is there now. I don't have to come into the city.
Yeah, he doesn't have to come into Houston for a Chipotle. Yeah. They just put a Chipotle out there.
They put a Chipotle?
I'm sure there's a Raising Cane's out
Portillo's
there.
Portillo's is
to.
4 minutes from me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm closer to Chicago than you are.
Have you gone?
I go all the time.
You do?
That's the problem.
What do you get?
Cake shake, I get an Italian beef, and a Chicago dog.
Get a combo, sausage and beef.
I don't dig on swine.
Yeah, you don't know that. Well, not. There have been times.
You,
I don't dig on swine.
You're not a real, though. I mean,
you're not a real.
I've seen you eat bacon.
There's been times. That was turkey bacon.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Sure. Lies. 732.
Protect the guilty is what he's doing.
713-780-3777. See, you're not a real. We got a break. Don't go anywhere. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I'm worried about this game on Friday. I'm worried. You got, y'all can't ruin the Aggie season.
We're not going to ruin it.
They're going to be fine, win or lose.
Yeah. No, it's not win or lose.
Yes, it is.
Their season will be not ruined, no matter what happens.
To be fair, if they do lose, they drop out of the top four.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. That's a bye that you lose.
Well, maybe.
No, you don't think so? Because they're not going to get into the SEC title game.
Georgia, I guess, would take their spot, right?
Yeah.
And then... Yeah, and Alabama's tenuous. Well, not Alabama. Georgia's already in.
They're in the top four. Who's going to take their spot? Who's five right now?
Tech?
I don't think they're giving Tech.
No, it'll be another SEC team.
Well, it would have to be Alabama rising from 10, I guess.
Alabama beats Georgia.
Or Ole Miss.
Listen, Georgia beats Alabama in the championship. Alabama's out.
You think they would punish them for playing in the title game?
They should. That's a three-loss team.
Well, they almost did it to Ole Miss. I mean, not Ole Miss. SMU has a two-loss team, but they came back and made it close, so they kept them in. So, yeah, I guess so.
And then if Alabama loses in the SEC title game and the Longhorns beat the Aggies, right, in this scenario, do you leave the Longhorns out too?
As a three-loss team?
As a three-loss team with that many top 10 wins?
It's going to be difficult for them. I'm telling you, even with a win, it's going to be difficult for them to get in.
I don't think they're going to get in. I doubt it, unless there's just super chaos, then maybe they get in. But no, you had your chance. You shouldn't have lost to Florida. That was it.
You're going to need an Oklahoma loss. And then if you beat A&M, then you say, maybe we have a discussion about being the final SEC team in.
Let's get Scott in here.
Which one do you want?
Scott, first one.
Regular old Tuesdays. Scott.
Hey, wait, are we throwing some, making
no,
some shade?
No, we have to set segment, up. Right?
We have to set that whole thing up, Scott. You want to throw some shade early?
Not so much. I just want to, it's nice to hear Raheel again.
Oh, thanks.
Although, back in the 1560 days, I was one of the bumpers, because before their show came on, I said something about their show sucks, and he used it for a bumper for a little bit.
Yeah, I remember that. But, good times,
since this is pretty much a holiday show and you got an old 1560 guy out here, can y'all go over like where Jared, I know where Travis is, Rogers, but where are all the other people these days, if any of y'all know?
Start the whole lineup.
Where's from 1560?
1560 days.
Okay. Well, our good friend Ken Hoffman passed.
Man, I miss him so much. Yeah,
I know, I do too. There's a billboard in L.A. that's Hoffy Hot Dogs.
Man.
Yeah, and every time I see it,
For me, he was my closest friend after Nuno, right? And, like, you guys are all family to me. But he was the guy I would call literally every day. I called him more than my dad. Because something would happen and be like, Hoffy's going to love this. And we would do the whole setup, the bit, everything, right? I catch myself, like, wanting to call him, and it's hard, right? I miss him a lot.
So, Nuno is...
dead this week to us.
No, he's not dead to us. We love Nuno.
This is an Aggie station. What are you talking about?
We dead are the me. Aggie station.
I did a show with him yesterday. No layups.
He is... He's the morning show on TexAgs.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Killing it. Loves it.
Loves doing that.
His boys got into college to A&M, by the way.
They did?
Yeah, his twin boys are going to college next year.
Oh, my God.
I know. We're old.
We're old. We're old. I don't know where Sean Pendergast is.
That Haven't heard of him.
Haven't known.
Yeah.
Where is he these days? Johnny Harris is...
He works with or for the Texans, however you want to put that.
Sideline reporter.
He's a sideline reporter, and he does a lot of their content.
He does.
Radio and
TV. Who else is out there?
Where's Manthe?
Kyle...
I don't know where Kyle Manthe is,
I saw him update something on Facebook the other day. I'm not sure where he is, but he is alive.
He's
doing
alive.
Something. I don't think he's working in radio anymore.
No. No, he's doing...
Noonie Oaks... Alive?
I think. He's
I don't. I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything either. But I.
And I'm not being sarcastic.
No.
Like, I don't know if people are alive or dead.
Yeah.
Who else is left? You're here. I'm here. Dell's here.
Lance is around somewhere. I don't know what Lance is doing these days.
He's at Taqueria Ronda's right now.
I'm sure. One of the Cypress locations.
He said he had to hike. He had to go hiking.
He went hiking.
In Colorado?
Broken foot.
I don't know where he is.
Good luck. You're going to be without a co-host for next week.
Yeah, he's doing that. Who else? Is that it? That was our lineup.
I mean, we can go through the sales team and really dig deep.
The Three Kings?
Man, I don't know where they're at, man.
What was that dude's
name? By the way, that's Whitehead. Not for people who don't know. He's not doing a Boomhauer impression.
But it's close. It was close.
There's a guy who used to work with us that literally talked like Boomhauer. Man, I don't know that man.
Was he an Arkansas guy? I forgot where he was.
He was.
Yeah, Arkansas.
Yeah, he was an Arkansas.
Man, they put that Tim Brando in that Tim
The Three Kings. That's about it.
Yeah, that's a retrospective.
All right.
Yeah.
Everyone in... some way, shape, or form, of course, besides our dearly departed Hoffy, it's doing okay, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's fine.
Doing all right.
Everybody's doing good. Everybody's doing really good, I think.
And if they're not, we wouldn't know.
No. It's not like we kept up with anybody.
Do we keep up with Noonie Oaks so we know what he's up to?
We kept up with the people we wanted to keep up with.
I'm sure there's a LinkedIn page of what he's up to now.
There was a time I would try to organize an annual get-together. Like, hey, it's August 20th. This is our 5th year anniversary, 10-year, 20.
Mm-hmm.
And that died down about, I think it was 8 years.
If this LinkedIn is updated and correct, Noonie Oaks currently, for people who don't know, he was the first producer for John and Lance, or John first, and then when Lance came over, John and Lance. He is the manager of technical services at the Houston Dynamo.
Hey.
Oh, nice.
Look at you, Noonie.
Yeah.
Good for
him. Still at it. Yeah.
Good for Noonie Oaks.
He was working the Astros for a while, right?
He did work for the Astros.
He did the walk-up music,
He did XFL stuff at TDECU as well.
Yes, we saw him there.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah.
According to the LinkedIn, he's doing it for Rice, audio engineer for Rice. And
for him.
So he's still active and working.
He's the biggest star out of the bunch.
Yeah.
I think he's doing the most, the most work out of all of us.
Yeah. I mean, he's probably got he actually has a job.
As far as actual technical skill, it's him and then who?
Oh.
You? What do you do besides talk?
You don't do anything.
Technical.
What do you do?
I'm a technical talker.
No.
What?
No, that doesn't
I hit all my opens.
Well,
Nuno was the lead on that.
No, but
no, I'm talking about
we got other people. Chance, Frank, and Richard Justice. Todd reminds us.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Chance
is, I don't know what Chance is doing.
He does
the documentary.
He does adult videos.
He does adult videos.
And
Your Heritage Film.
And some kind of turtle porn or something, right?
What?
I don't know if it's turtle porn.
No.
This show is going off the rails.
Jackie.
I believe he will film.
And Clint. They said.
Turtles?
They said.
Is it turtles?
Yeah, it's turtle porn.
Oh, I thought he would have people sit down and tell their stories. And
like actual turtles or.
Yeah,
turtles. People dressed up as turtles.
As Ninja Turtles.
No, actual turtles.
Oh, man.
Yeah. All right.
So he knows turtle mating season?
Yeah.
It's always turtle mating season.
Is that the case?
Yeah.
It's so warm.
They're not
turtles,
rabbits.
Man.
We're in the winter and it's.
They're
still,
a lot slower.
Yeah.
They just do it less.
Whatever he's doing, he's still alive. I'm sure you hear him, Heritage Films. I mean, I don't know if turtles are involved.
Frank
Bohnkin
was back here for a little bit.
A little bit.
He still does some stuff. He'll send us audio every once in a while.
He listens.
Look what I've... Yeah, he listens.
He listens and God listens.
That was a tag for a certain station, yes.
Yes, God listens.
Yeah, God listens.
Of course God listens.
Yeah.
God listens. And then who was the third one?
Oh, Richard Justice. Was he working for Texas Monthly at one point?
He was.
Yes, I don't know where he
is. I don't know. He might be retired now. I haven't heard from Richard in a long time.
I believe he has
time.
Grandkids. He's living the retired.
Yeah, good for him. Man, that's great.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Richard Justice. Yeah, those were the days, boy. We had some fun.
Ooh, man.
Boy, we had some fun.
I've got a request for what's Britney's bod doing right now? It's not a request. No one requested that.
No, but she was
just a name I thought of from the past.
She was a local performer.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she had a lot of content that was available online.
Look her up.
Yeah, look her up.
On the work computer?
Yeah. I can look her up.
Yeah, like there's so much security on these work computers.
I don't want to. I'm more worried about a virus more than anything else on the work computers.
I don't think it matters.
Well, we actually have to have these things work, so I would like not to have a virus on them. That's all.
Oh, no. It says Britney's bod, AVN.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Considering her, what we knew
Britney's
about her.
Britney's bod, model page, X videos. Yeah, this makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Can you look at Britney's bod, dead or alive?
No.
No.
Nope. Can't do that. Can't do that. Height 5'2". Was that her?
Yeah, that's her. That's her.
We're first spotted on My Face. Yeah, so
she
if
was
you were
early.
First on My Face, on
she
MySpace,
was early. Yeah.
Then
she was ahead of her time. If she was around during the OnlyFans boom, millionaire.
Well, she might be.
Nah.
No chance.
Nah. No, not
maybe old. For older guys want older stuff.
From what I remember, there's little chance of that holding up.
Yeah, it was a very short window.
Yeah.
748 ESPN.
I hope she's a librarian or something.
All right. 748 ESPN. Hey, Longhorn Scott, call back in. All the Longhorns want to hear what you think about the game coming up this Friday. And I feel like you guys need to let the Aggies win. I just feel that way. This is their year. Y'all have had a lot of years.
What do you mean, let
they
them
have
win?
Not had
How
a year like
How about the Aggies
this?
Are just going to take it? What do you mean, let them win?
Let them, let.
Just, how about the Aggies are just going
to
win?
I mean, try to be a nice
no,
neighbor.
No, the Aggies are going to plant a flag in
Whoa.
The middle.
No.
Win the game and plant a flag.
We're planting
no,
a flag?
Yeah.
Taking a break. Don't go anywhere.
We got an update on Britney's pod from someone.
You did a legit
before
update?
We go. I'm not gonna give away the person, but they say somehow they're friends with Britney's pod on Facebook, and she got married.
Good for her.
So she's good for her.
Yeah. God bless.
Yes.
How about that?
Good Look at her. That. So it all works out.
There's still both. If you Google her, there's still her content out there.
I think she probably doesn't go by Britney's pod on Facebook. So.
Imagine trying to find their wedding registry. You come across all the links.
Hey.
Well,
yikes.
Yeah, we'll go to break with
all
that.
All right, break.
ESPN 97.5. It's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
The worst person.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Good thing no one could hear that conversation. Yeah, our mics weren't up, right?
Not until the rejoin.
Okay, good.
Oh, man. I'm cramping from laughing so hard. It's terrible.
All right. 713-780-3776, the number. This is huge. On Friday. This is huge. I mean, I don't know. When was the last time this game meant this much?
Last
a possibility
year.
For Texas? No.
Yeah,
Texas
last year was SEC.
Wasn't playing for.
Yes, they were for a shot at the SEC title game because they were going to get in if they won.
Yeah,
I believe like one other thing had to happen.
Yeah,
but it was a chance
but listen,
to
play. They weren't that good.
Yeah, but it was a chance to play in the SEC title game, something they had never done before.
Yeah, well, now though.
And still, it's not guaranteed because if the Longhorns win on Friday, they don't get in.
Right.
Isn't that crazy? You have a perfect season.
Well, that is not exactly
no,
true.
No, because
it is.
Georgia,
Alabama
lose.
Told me yesterday
who
that,
gets in?
That
Ole
he
Miss?
Did the math. I don't know, but he told me the math works out that A&M does not get
so
in.
So if Ole Miss loses and Alabama loses, who gets in besides Georgia? Yeah.
Then, if Alabama and Ole Miss lose, then they're in guaranteed.
Yeah.
Right. I'm saying if nothing else happens.
No upsets
happen. Yeah,
right,
no upsets happen.
Well, but upsets could happen.
Y'all think it's going to happen?
No.
No.
But listen, this Lane Kiffin stuff could affect, absolutely affect Ole Miss.
How about that, man? He still hasn't signed anything. There's no update. Ole Miss is like, hey, whenever you're ready, buddy.
Yeah.
Right, there was an ultimatum, supposedly, that you have to do it before the Iron Bowl. And Iron Bowl, right? And nothing happened.
Egg Bowl.
Right, and nothing happened. He's still waiting.
They already got Lane Kiffin with his LSU haircut.
Oh, my God. That is New Iberia.
That is New Iberia haircut. It is.
That's hilarious.
I mean, listen, he's going to, I knew right now, as soon as the LSU job opened up, that he's in.
Why LSU? Why not Florida?
That's the best job. LSU is the better job.
Man loves Florida, so? Though.
Huh?
He does love the state of Florida.
He does love Florida, but look at what happened right away. I mean, as soon as LSU opened, I was like,
well,
we're going to get him.
Well, we found out that it's not just simply, at least we think we found out, it's not just simply about it being LSU. LSU is coming in over the top the cash to make it
absolutely.
Happen.
How much? What's the rumor? How much is he going to get at LSU?
11 plus.
And then they're going to devote like 25 to the roster per year, 25 mil or something like
and
that
Florida
to the roster.
Florida can't match that or beat it?
Maybe they don't. Maybe.
Is that Gatorade money not as good anymore?
I don't know.
I don't know who's, I mean, who's behind the program.
Gatorade.
Listen, there are a lot, there ain't enough coaches to fill these openings.
Mm-mm.
I mean, you know, all of these knee-jerk Franklin reactions. I mean, listen, Florida had to do it, I guess. They just had, Napier wasn't the right guy. He just wasn't the right guy. But, you know, all these openings, it's going to be, you want to talk about a great time to be a coach, to be a great coordinator in college football. What the money that they're going to be throwing at these guys, at these big jobs, is incredible. I mean, so I don't want to hear coaches talking about NIL. It is so hypocritical with the money that they make, with the, how they just leave a program with 9 years left on their, I'm out of here. I mean, it just is, it's so hypocritical. Pay those kids. I know, listen, they got to figure it out, but I don't want to hear coaches say that the players shouldn't get paid the way that they're getting paid now.
By Monday, wherever Lane Kiffin goes, we assume LSU, Ole Miss, Florida, Penn State, UCLA. Those jobs, at a minimum, are open. And we don't know what else might be. And Florida State won't come open because they're one of the poorest. They can't pay off Norvell and his staff and go hire a new coach. So they're staying close. But that's four.
Marquee jobs.
Yeah.
Ole Miss, I don't know, it's a marquee job.
I mean,
it's a good job.
It's a good job.
It's a good job.
And UCLA is a great spot if you like California. I don't know if it's a marquee job because they don't care as much as others about football. But. And that's just for guys who haven't gotten fired, who've already been fired.
Which job would you want? Like Granada, they go, hey, we want to think outside the box. You get to pick these four jobs. I'm taking UCLA.
I want to live in Westwood. Malibu?
LA, Malibu, and no one cares.
You can't win there.
No, who cares about winning? They're like, hey, here's your program. Just do something.
You can be successful. You can't win at the highest level because they don't invest, but you don't have to be Chip Kelly bad.
Somebody went there to interview, and he was like, their practice field, because that land is so expensive,
I've been there,
is 80 yards.
It's elevated a little bit.
Can't even get 100 yards?
Same thing. What do you need with the last 20?
Is that their only field? I know the turf one is 80 because I've been there before. Yeah. Miami's indoor is 80, but they have like three normal size fields outside. You can be better than what they have been there, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can be. You should be better.
Yeah,
you should be better. I mean, you want to talk about beautiful, and I don't know how you can't get kids to go there. Well, now it takes money. That's the number one thing. Are you committed? And look what the commitment that they're making to Lane Kiffin. We've got $25 million every year for your program.
Why are these NIL deals? And I'm with pay the kids whatever. I'm all for that. I love it. But why are they not making the kids sign contracts?
Well,
are they?
They don't have to. I mean, because they don't have to. If I'm a kid,
every,
I ain't signing no contract.
Every business does that.
I ain't signing no contract. I'm going to take this money this year, and then I'm going to go somewhere else and take that money.
Everyone should get on board and say, hey, let's do a contract.
Right.
Sign a 2-year deal. That's the real world. That's the pro sports. You sign a deal.
Right.
And you have to honor that deal.
But well, they've been hesitant.
This is life lessons.
But they've been hesitant to say, hey, these guys are employees. Because if they're employees, then you get into a whole different thing about
workers,
It's a partnership.
All that.
You can get around that.
Well, but you know what they need to do is make it that.
Yeah.
They do need to make that.
They've just been hesitant to
But then they union. I mean, there's a union thing.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Maybe we've got a CBA we got to do.
Yep. Do it.
You're sharing revenues from TV with us now.
Do it. Do it. Who's gonna do all that?
You think they want to do it?
They ain't sharing the TV revenues with them.
It's going to be held up in the courts for 10 years.
Well.
Do it.
No, actually, the kids always win. They don't want it. They don't want contracts. And then kid breaks the contract. The kid will go and win, then the contracts will be worthless.
No, what happens when you break a contract? There's a penalty you pay on it.
Except I'm not paying you.
That's real world lessons, though.
Right.
That's how the real world operates.
It ain't the real world, though.
No, I thought the whole thing was that, hey, we're paying you because that is what happens in pro sports. We're honoring that, and here we go. It's real life scenarios. So make them sign 2-year deals. That's not out of bounds. That's not like anti-player. That's just common sense.
Absolutely.
Because it is getting out
of
hand.
There's no common sense in any of this. None. Zero. So I don't know why you're trying to bring that to the table.
I don't even know that coaches may say they want that, but coaches love poaching as well. Will a coach honor the deal of not poaching a player off a roster?
I told you.
If you
there
pay
is
the
a
penalty,
program, there's
fine.
A program that lost their coach where he said in confidence, he said, my players get on planes in the middle during the week and go visit other schools and then come back and play for us on Saturday.
Wow.
Yes.
There's no honor.
That is happening.
There's no honor amongst the coaches.
There's no honor among these thieves. None.
Yeah, so I get what you're saying. Hey, let's add some control. But the people who are supposed to be in control and be the adults are as big a problem as the players.
Well, again, I don't know that they want rules.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
I don't think
as
so.
Much as
so
they want.
Nobody should be complaining.
Well,
we should hear zero.
You
got to
complain,
right? Well, and
unless you're willing to put people on blast and publicly say who it is.
Truth be told, it's not any different than it has been. Let's not stick our head in the sand. Forever, the haves have been paying players, and the have-nots haven't. And this is exactly what's happening. Well, we can't afford players now. You could never afford players. Mm-hmm. You could. I mean, listen. University of Houston, hey, maybe a little something here and there. Under Yeoman, I think they had a briefcase here and there. There was one in his drawer, allegedly. And, you know, you get a little something here, a little taste there. That's what they're doing now. A little taste here and there. That's it. Alabama, boom. You got full Michigan, Texas A&M, Texas, boom. You got all the money you need. And you've always had that. Mm-hmm. And it's never going to change.
But
it's just because it's out in the open now doesn't make any – it's how it's always been.
But this argument isn't about the haves. It's about the have-nots, right? Getting their players
They've
poached.
Always been have-nots.
No, no, but having their players poached
Poach
at this
sucks.
Level.
Listen.
At this level, is this is
sucks.
Crazy.
It
this
sucks.
Is crazy.
It sucks. What happened – that's the worst thing. Forget the NIL. The worst thing is how the portal and the way they go the portal is going. You go about. Yeah, you shouldn't be able to just – a kid has a big – Lane Kiffin said it. Kid has a big game, all of a sudden there's 20 calls. Hey, we want you to come to our school. I mean, you can't. And he said, same thing for me. I'm having a nice year. Guess what? 20 calls on my phone.
We have to get this under control. It's not. Look, this has been a great college football season. And I'm speaking strictly from a fan perspective. I'm having more fun watching all of college football than the NFL.
Yeah.
I'm more glued into college football because it has been a fun season. But it does suck that every single year you don't have any idea what the roster is going to look like. Players are getting poached. You have there's no continuity. It's not fun in that aspect.
Yeah.
And we should be able to figure this out.
You know, a lot of the programs have. It's not a huge turnover. Like West Virginia had a huge turnover. West Virginia sucked. Mm-hmm. They sucked, and so they had. You know, Oklahoma State's going to have 60 new players.
Yeah,
but that because everybody wanted to get away from Gundy. That's what they did last. They got to go. You know, so everybody got away. Now, and you bring it in, but for the most part, I think teams. They'll lose 10, 15, 20 players.
That's a lot, though.
Why? There's 90 kids.
Yeah, but those 10, 15 are the good 10, 15.
Not always.
They're not, okay, they're not,
not always.
Not always, but for the most part.
No, actually, it's a lot of the kids that aren't playing. They want they got to get out.
All right, we got it.
All right, we got a break. 805 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5, KFNC, and 97.9 HD2 Mont Bellevue, Houston. Brought to you by Zadok Jewelers.